Well, the good news is, and maybe the message we were certainly receiving was that, and this is what we tell people too, is we want folks to meet the farmers who are producing these products and that we can be a consistent quality supplier. You can count on us and our quality will stand up to anybody in the world. And what the answer back is that's great, but it's a price sensitive market, meaning if we've got tariffs on our products coming in or we're just more expensive than others, then we're gonna lose out on some of that market share. And unfortunately, that is the case. We're at a disadvantage on a few products, a few tariff lines going into Vietnam. That's the good news, is that there was a trade framework that has been signed by the Trump administration, and now there's negotiations ongoing to really round out that free trade agreement or that reciprocal trade agreement. And so where we saw issues where we may have tariffs on U.S. products going into Vietnam, those we believe will be dealt with in this agreement. So I think that was a strong message that we heard was, hey, it's price sensitive. Even a 5% tariff on something puts you out of the marketplace. We've got to resolve those things, and we know that they're on the table. So I think Vietnam, with a new free trade agreement, when it gets signed, and we hope it's sooner rather than later, I really think that there's a step change that could occur there, and we're positioned to take advantage of that.